First rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
All right, it was punch time at lunchtime yesterday as the Demons had pre-season training, and Demons fans loved it, Ox. I loved it.
Absolutely we did.
But the biggest shock was that this bloke wasn't in the middle of it. Nathan Jones, the captain of the Melbourne Football Club, joins us here on Breakfast with Frank and Ox. G'day, Nathan. How are you going?
Yeah, morning, guys. That was very good by you.
All right, Jonesy, I reckon Jack might have just got the points.
Oh, come on, Tom would have held his own.
I thought Tommy followed back, but in all seriousness, it was just a little bit of heat. You would have seen it before, Ox. It's getting towards games, and there's a bit of tension firing up, and it was good to see by the boys. It didn't overstep the mark, but obviously the guys are really hungry to play, and the competitive juices are really flowing down at our training.
Have your pre-season been? I mean, you've been through so many of them now. Do you get better at just dealing with the pain? How do you get through it?
I had a bit of an interrupted start with a bit of surgery on my neck, so I took maybe 2 or 3 months to get into it, but I'm probably 6 weeks ahead of schedule now and back into full training, so I was able to rest the older body, and I'm feeling pretty good myself and looking forward to playing.
When something like that does happen, Jonesy, and I've been through it many times on the training track, because as you say, you're keen to get into matches. What do the boys do? Do they shake hands? Do they share a Gatorade afterwards? What do they do?
I think just initially it's just the tension. Obviously, Jack went in pretty hard yesterday and dumped Tommy down, and I think it's just the risk of injury after a long pre-season. I think that's why. In the case yesterday, Tommy fired back, and obviously Jack's really competitive, and so are most of our players, or all of our players. So, that tension does build, and I think as we're heading closer towards games, the intensity of training really steps up, because we're trying to simulate match-like conditions as much as we can, and the odd time, guys crush heads, and in the end we're all teammates, and you sort of just brush it off and get on with it.
It's interesting to watch, though. Is there any rules around how much contact is too much contact in training? Because you've got to find that balance, don't you, between being battle-hardened and ready to play and not hurting one another?
Yeah, I think not hurting one another is the main thing. And we try and sort of stick to not dumping blokes in tackles. And, if someone's coming back with a fly of the ball, obviously not running through them with a spoil going the other way. So it's sort of, there's a bit of care taken with the tackling, and a bit of care taken with, in particular, aerial contest. But as you said, at times, sometimes that just, it's a split second decision, and accidents happen. But from my point of view, I think it's a good thing. And as I said, it shows that we're really serious about getting into games. And it's been pretty competitive so far.
Accidents do happen. Jeremy Howe had one with a frisbee. Did you ever play frisbee with Jeremy Howe when he was at the Demons, Nathan?
Did you ever break it out after training?
He's one of my good mates. I haven't spoken to him for a little while, and when I heard that one, I had a good chuckle. But unfortunately for him, he's hurt himself, and hopefully he can get himself right and get that finger right and play some good footy for the Pies.
How's Chris Dawes' calf injury tracking? Have you seen much of him on the track?
Yeah, look, he's had a bit of an interrupted pre-season, and I think yesterday, as far as I know, this morning he was heading in to get some scans and find out sort of what he's facing. But yeah, it's unfortunate for him. He was sort of reintegrating back into the main group yesterday, and then had a bit of an incident. So I think we'll find out more today, and hopefully it's not too serious, and we can get him back as soon as possible.
So with your neck injury, Nathan, will that stop you from playing the NAB Challenge, or will you be available for at least one, or maybe the last couple?
No, I actually caught up with my surgeon on Tuesday this week, and he was really happy with my progression and basically ticked me off ready to play now. So, I'm probably 6 weeks ahead of where we thought I'd be when I took on the surgery, and that's gone really smoothly with the support of all our medical staff and fitness staff, and I couldn't have had a better recovery. I think initially when I chose to do it, I was pretty nervous about it, particularly being my neck, and right now I couldn't be happier that I made that decision.
And as a little midfielder, I reckon you'd be relying upon a big bloke in Max Gawn and understanding that he's had a pretty damn good preseason and he could be a real, you know, a serious bonus. We saw him come alive against Geelong down at Skilled Stadium, but this could be a real moving season for him.
Yeah, 100%. I think he's put in the hard yards, as most players have over the pre-season. But in his case, it's finding that consistency, the form that we saw, as you mentioned, in that Geelong game. If he can provide something, of that or close to that throughout most games of the season, he's going to be a huge asset for us. And we're seeing the talent that he's got and the games he can put together. I'm really confident after what he's shown this pre-season that will become more consistent and hopefully he builds himself to becoming one of the premier ruckmen in the competition.
Nathan Jones is with us, Demons captain. They're hosting a festival of football today. It's Senior Reserve in Berwick from 4 p.m. as part of their community camp work. So free entry activities for kids, a DJ. I wonder if Nathan's getting on the decks. MelbourneFC.com.au for more information. Christian Petrarca, how's he going? Demons fans hungry to see him in action. You've seen him up close in pre-season.
Yeah, I'm really excited by what Christian has to offer for us. I think he's had a few hiccups along the way, unfortunately, last year with his knee, which has been the most publicised. But then, only a few weeks ago, he hurt himself playing basketball, which was really unfortunate for him because he was so close to returning after sort of 12 months of rehab. So that set him behind the eight ball a little bit, but I think that's probably been a real wake-up call for him, and he's putting in the time and the effort to get him, one, finish off the rehab with his knee, and two, get his foot right and be in great shape come the time that he can play again. And from what I know, I don't think he's too far away. I think maybe another 3 or 4 weeks and hopefully he can reintegrate into main training and maybe squeeze in a couple of games before the start of the season. And I'm really confident that if he gets it right, we should see him early in the year.
The whole debate about players, what they do away from the footy field, and Christian obviously hurt himself playing basketball. Sherrod Wellingham hurt himself on a trampoline. We're seeing Jeremy Howe hurt himself with a frisbee or cricket, depending upon who you listen to. Does Melbourne or do you have any guidelines in relation to what you can and can't do away from the football field?
Look, we've discussed it before. I've been in that boat. I hurt myself last 3 seasons surfing by cutting my foot. So I think it's a real fine balance. I guess you could hurt yourself, walking through your house and tripping down the stairs. So you can be, very precious about it. I think, we just talk about making the right decisions. I think, in Christian's case, we didn't have an issue with him playing basketball or shooting hoops or whatever, but it's how far you take that and, how much are you really willing to risk and put your career and your training in jeopardy. And, guys, we encourage guys to just make really smart calls. And if you feel like it is jeopardising your footy, then it's probably not the right choice to be making.
Nathan, just to finish, you've been at the D's for a while. You've done some tough yards in some years where it hasn't produced many wins. Is this the most excited you've been going into a season, watching this group emerge?
Yeah, no doubt about that. I think it's so refreshing for guys like me and Lyndon Dunn, Jack Grimes. These kind of guys that have been around a while, even guys like Jack Watts and Maxi Gawn that, sort of were inducted into a pretty tough time at the footy club, and now we're seeing some reward for our effort, and we've got a lot of young players that are really exciting. They've got some serious talent, and I think now the main thing that excites me is they've got the right attitude and mentality to compete and want to get better. So we're on a journey. It's going to be some ups and downs, but I'm really confident in the direction we're heading, and I think if not in the near future, we'll be a very successful side with the group we've got.
Well, Ox wants to get down there with the gloves on and take on either Tom or Jack. He's ready to go.
I'm not taking on Jack. I'll take on Tom.
pass that on to Tom for us, will you, Nathan? We can arrange it. Good to talk to you. Have a great day today.
Thanks, guys.